At least for this day, there is good news to report from the Middle East. There is joy really on all sides of this conflict. And I can't remember the last time that was said. It's been a long, long time. How much longer that'll last, we'll get to that in a second. But at least don't miss the chance to actually celebrate that something good happened. What you're seeing on the screen right here is some of the Israeli hostages. There were 20 that were still alive that were being reunited with their family and their friends, and obviously a whole ton of celebration and joy back with that. You also had similar scenes in the Gaza Strip where there were a lot of their hostages that had been released, and a lot of the prisoners that had been held. Apparently many thousands were actually held Palestinians, just detained, not charged with anything, just detained by the Israelis and interrogated. Many of them were tortured and whatnot, but at least 1,700 of them have now been released. There's still more to go, but you see a lot of the celebrations that are going on there. So on both sides of this, you see a lot of people really happy about that. What remains to be seen is what all is going to happen with this, and can this enthusiasm be carried over, and the emotions of the day carried forward to be able to get phase two done? Because this was phase one, which was agreed to by all the parties, and the much thornier issues are in phase two, where you have issues like the withdrawal of the Israeli Defense Forces. You have the how far they're going to withdraw to, who's going to rule in the Palestinian areas, what are the circumstances regarding self-rule, getting all the food aid in, of course, that has begun, so good on that, but there's still a lot more to figure out there. And then the other issues like the reconstruction, who is going to pay for that? Who's going to do the work? Who's going to provide security inside of the Gaza Strip? Who's going to be the policing agent? Who's going to authorize that, et cetera? All these really, really difficult issues still have to be determined. But also today, aside from those scenes of joy that were in the Gaza Strip as well as in Israel, was in Egypt, in the next door, where there was a big press conference today where there were leaders from literally all over the world and the region that were gathered to sign this. The phase one deal was signed by the leaders of course, President Trump in the United States, Egypt, Qatar, and Turkey signed the original ones. Curiously, the Israelis were not there. They did not sign that document. Trying to figure out some of the reasons why on that, but at least so far, they were not involved with that. But, you know, there's lots of difficult things that are going to have to be figured out here. And, you know, we also have to look at the sober, I guess, score in all of this, in that the Palestinians have officially had lost more than 67,000 total people that were killed, men, women, and children. A significant majority of that were women and children. 170,000 people were wounded. And of course, as you probably recall, many like children have had to have amputations and other kind of medical support without the use of anesthesia or medicines, because those were blocked and prohibited by the Israeli side from getting in for a long time. You may also be aware that there are other death tolls that are suggested by Western sources, not by Palestinian or Hamas sources, but by Western sources say that the actual death toll could be closer to 600,000. We'll probably be able to ascertain what that actually was in the weeks and months to come, assuming, of course, that this stays peaceful and that the war does not resume. Because as they talk about doing the reconstructions, they talk about clearing out the rubble, they're going to find out what their real casualty levels were of the things that were buried underneath there. My guess is just doing an analysis of the moonscape landscape that Gary shows plenty of times about, especially in Gaza City and Rafah and several of the other towns and villages in the Gaza Strip, probably that upper limit is going to be closer.